Today is September 6th, 2015. Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. I am Bro Stuff, and the title of today's report, Russia on the March. And the bullet points for the discussion today is Russia, Syria, Israel, and the global currency war that is beginning to take place. And first, I want to tackle the Ezekiel 38 through 39 prophecy that really does cover, in a nutshell, what's going on with Russia and Syria and Iran's involvement in this coalescence of powers that are beginning to take shape in the Middle East. Okay, so this week we know that Russia has decided, Putin of Russia made a decision to go into Syria with his army and to help the Syrians fight to protect Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, protect him from falling. And so the Russian army is now in there in Syria, a stone's throw away from the Golan Heights, which is Israel. And how interesting is it that because the Russians have two things going on. Number one, they made a pact with Syria that they would protect them. And number two, there's a port there in Syria that the Russians use to bring their military vessels in and out of the Mediterranean Ocean, of that area. And so Russia has a lot invested in keeping Bashar Assad in power. And so they've decided to jump into this thing full force. And last report I read, there was about 10,000 military from Russia that are now in Syria, and that number is going to go up. That's also Russia tanks, Russian Air Force, Navy, etc. And Putin is going to use this to show that he is the superpower that will be able to help the Middle East. United States is out. Russia is in, and it's getting very, very interesting. It will be interesting to see what happens to ISIS as Russia starts tightening down the thumbscrews on ISIS and working with the Syrian army. This should be very interesting to watch. So with Russia just a stone's throw away from Israel, I mean, if you're in northern Israel and you look up to the Golan Heights, I mean, Syria is right on the other side of that mountain range or that hill. And so it would be easy to see now with the Russian army in Syria how God could pull the Russians with the Iranians into Israel coming down from the north. It makes it a little easier to see the dynamics that are at play that could make that a possibility. Because let's not forget, the Russians do not like Israel, no matter how they portray it on the world stage. Russia doesn't like the Jews and doesn't like Israel and would love to get rid of Israel because they think that would be the ultimate solution to peace. So let's keep our eyes on that. I'm going to keep my eye on it, and I'll report back to you as I see and hear of things happening. And, you know, I'll also be talking with my sources in Israel to see what they're hearing in Israel proper, and I'll get back to you with more information on that. Israel, talking about Syria now, we all know, and you've seen on the news, that Syrian refugees are flooding into Eastern Europe. And it's creating a problem for the Hungarians. In fact, they're really getting really serious about trying to find ways to keep the Muslims out of Hungary because they don't want to be overtaken by this. The other problem is we know ISIS is embedding in the refugees their fighters. And so it makes it easy to get ISIS fighters into Eastern Europe. And also what's beginning to happen, the United States has agreed, thank you, Mr. Obama, has agreed to take on some of the refugees over here in the United States. Undoubtedly, ISIS fighters will be embedded in the group that comes here to the United States. So this Syrian crisis, which has gone on now for 5 years, is really beginning to threaten different parts of the entire globe. It's very interesting how this thing is fanning out to affect others around the world. And so very interesting developments, the war in Syria and how that is creating a refugee problem and opening a door for radical jihadists to make their way to more peaceful countries. The other thing that we should probably talk about is the refugee problem that is also affecting Israel right now. Israel may be asked by the United Nations to take on Syrian refugees and to bring them into the Galilee, the northern parts of Israel, because the problem has just gotten so great. Now, I don't have to tell you, I mean, everyone listening to my reports, we're smart people and we can add 1 + 1 = 2. We know that if Israel takes in Syrian refugees, ISIS will have their embedded fighters in that group. We know that as sure as I'm making this recording, we know that that's going to happen. And it's going to create a massive problem for Israel, should Israel do that. I don't personally think Israel should bring in Syrian refugees. I think it's a recipe for disaster for them if they do that. So keep your eyes on Ezekiel 38 and 39. Reread those two chapters. And I think you'll see, looking at world events, Russia, Syria, Israel, as you watch global events coalesce and come together, I think you'll see that the Ezekiel 38-39 war that the prophet Ezekiel outlined for us is really coming into focus now. We're beginning to see the moving parts and how that war could take shape and come about. So exciting time to be alive for sure. And then last, let's talk about the global currency issue. China and Russia have teamed up together, and they're pressuring the world to leave the dollar and to create a global currency that would be more balanced for the whole world to use when it comes to import, export, oil, natural gas, that kind of thing. And so there's a big push right now to get away from the dollar and to go strictly onto a global currency. That's happening right now. And we know the book of Revelation talks about that, that there will be, the Antichrist, man of sin, will bring about a global one world currency, and it will also make it easier for him to track purchases and track what people are doing through a global currency system. So all of that is coming into play in these last days. I'm out of time, no more time for this update, but I just wanted to give you the highlights, and then I'm going to attach an audio from Jimmy DeYoung that I thought was very insightful that would go along good with this report. This is Bro Stuff. Just a reminder to keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon, and remember to live out your faith. Talk to you again real soon. God bless you.